is truly a first world problem, spotty Wi-Fi service around the house, but it can really be frustrating. Greg Stebbin joins us right on tech, writes on tech culture, men's health. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Stebbin. Hi, pal.
Hey, good morning.
This is frustrating. If you've you pay for Wi-Fi, you're paying for, you know, the internet service and all, yet in some rooms it's just the strength isn't there. It happens to a lot of people, right?
I think it happens to almost everybody, unless you live in a small one-bedroom apartment. And even there, it can be a problem, depending on what the walls in your apartment are made of.
And how do you generally fix this? You're using some kind of a booster?
Well, so in the old days, like last year, you would get what's called a Wi-Fi, yes, booster is one thing they would be called.
Yeah.
Extender would be another. You would, sometimes the cable or the phone company or internet provider would actually give you one of these to shut you up and get you to stop complaining.
But that's so last year. That's so last
year. Yeah, so, and so the deal with those is you plug them into a wall outlet in the room where there's a problem. They have these little antennas, and it was not a great solution. And the reason it was not a great solution is that what it essentially did was it kept cutting your internet speed in half. Mm. I shouldn't say in half, but it kept reducing your internet speed.
Mm.
So that the further you got away with these things, the slower and slower your internet got. That was never the idea. The idea was, which is now fairly affordably something you can accomplish, is to create what's called a mesh network so that you literally create almost like an internet inside your house. If you remember the way the internet works is every time you ask to go to a web page or to download a file, the internet somehow, it's really the web, knows how to find the shortest path and the fastest path from where you are to where the stuff is that you want.
Right.
And it just knows how to get to you in the most efficient way. You can use devices that are now available to create the same sort of setup inside your house for your Wi-Fi.
Okay.
This is called a mesh network.
All right. Names I need to look for and how much?
Yeah, there's the two most affordable and most highly rated products. One is called Google Wi-Fi. It's from Google. As you're doing your Christmas shopping, you are going to see this product everywhere.
Okay.
There's another really top contender called Netgear Orbi. Netgear's a company that's been in the internet hardware business forever.
Oh, yeah.
Orbi is ORBI.
All right.
They're both around $280.
Mm.
I think you'll see sales on them. You may even see them as doorbusters. These products essentially do the same thing, but work differently. So you may find that one will work better in your house than the other, and you may have to do what I did, which was buy them both and try them. And I hate to say that because it creates a lot of returns,
right?
But you're not going to know which is going to work better in your house. But I'll give you a clue. With the Google Wi-Fi setup, you're going to get three of these mesh network devices to spread around your house. And with the Netgear Orbi, you're going to get two. And so you might look at your house and say, kind of a standard house, probably the two setup is going to work. Or you can have a crazy house like mine where there's rooms going off in all kinds of directions,
mm-hmm.
and I should have known automatically that the three setup was going to be better than the two. But the truth is, you're not going to know until you try one, and it either works great in every corner of your house, or you may have to pack it up and go back and try the other.
Greg Stebbin with me, trying to help you with the spotty Wi-Fi around the house. Now, you've explained these, and I got it. There's the Google Wi-Fi and the Netgear. Were they hard to set up? What is there a comparison there?
That's a really great question. Really easy to set up, actually. They're going to walk you through the instructions. It's kind of a 1-2-3 thing.
Okay.
Both of them have an app you'll put on your phone that's what really walks you through the setup. And now you have an app on your phone that lets you do some other really great things. One of the things I love about this is, have you ever had this conversation? Oh, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's J capital K G F 3. No, that was F 3. With both of these devices, what you'll do is just go to the app, put in your guest's phone number or email address,
mm-hmm.
and it'll just send them all that information so they have it right there in front of them on the device where they need it. And that's an added little bonus. The other thing they do is they'll enable you to set up a guest network so that when you're sharing your username and password with your guests, It's not your username and password. Ooh. It's not even your network. They can't even access your stuff.
I like
so
that.
I think that right there is a really great added bonus.
Good tips, Greg Stebbin. Follow him on Twitter, at Greg Stebbin. Writes on tech, culture, men's health. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, the two questions tomorrow, what time do we eat and what's your password, right?
Well, that's, and what time does the game start?
What time's the game on? Greg, thanks much. Have a great day.
It's great to be here.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder.